California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. Food banks are busy all over the nation helping those in food deserts get the food, including fruits and vegetables, that may not be accessible to them. Hunger in America is due to chronic unemployment as well, or simply having to choose between food and medical bills. Carrie Calvert is Director of Tax and Commodity Policy at the National Association of Feeding America. She's based in Washington, D.C., but Feeding America's headquarters is in Chicago.
We are the nation's largest anti-hunger nonprofit, so we work with our 199 member food banks. They, in turn, partner with local soup kitchens, food pantries, Boys and Girls Clubs, to provide about 4 billion meals each year to 46 million Americans, 12 million children, 7 million seniors.
And one of the big disconnects in regard to hunger in America concerns the rural areas of our country.
I find that so ironic because rural communities are growing so much of the food for our country, yet number one, poverty, hunger, and access to food is all really limited in rural areas. And it costs a lot, too, for our food banks to meet the need in those areas because people in need are more geographically dispersed in rural areas. It costs more in terms of gas and getting the food to people in need, and there are less resources there.
And every day, Feeding America turns to California, the big powerhouse of agricultural production.
We work with the California Food Bank Association and many, many California food banks. They really have been pioneers in partnering with the ag industry to identify, hey, where do you have surplus nutritious food, whether it's in the dairy industry or meat producers or fruit and vegetable growers? We want to be that market for you. If you have culls or grade Bs and the market dries up, we want to try to connect it with people in need.
There is something that can help the farmers who donate food, at least to take care of some of their production cost.
Yeah, exactly. So California has two things. They have an expanded state tax credit for donated food, and there's also a federal tax deduction. So number one, we want to let you know, hey, there's some tax incentives you can take advantage of at the federal and state level if you're donating food. And oftentimes what our food banks or the state association tries to do is say, hey, we know it costs you in terms of some packing materials. We want to try to offset that a little bit, to enable this part sale, part donation of this nutritious food.
That's Carrie Calvert with Feeding America. On Twitter, well, give us a follow at CalAgToday. This is California Ag Today.